episode 46 of the Blues Guitar Show podcast with me, Ben Martin, from www.benmartin-music.com. Don't forget, if you're interested in online classes, just shoot me an email, benmartinmusic, all one word, benmartinmusic@live.co.uk. If you send it to .com, I won't get it. So make sure it's at live.co.uk. Now, I saw a video recently, I think it was on Instagram, which was somebody talking about their top five favorite acoustic riffs. And it really got me thinking about what my favorite acoustic riffs are. And there's one of them that I realized that I play probably at least once a week. And I thought, you know what, this is worth recording and doing an episode on, because there's actually a lot of cool stuff we can learn just from this one riff. So what is the riff? Well, I'm going to play it, and then afterwards I'm going to tell you what it is. We'll see if you can guess this one. Now, as the title of the podcast suggests, this is a Jimmy Page riff. This is Led Zeppelin's Babe, I'm Gonna Leave You. Now, some of you might know this already, but actually, Babe, I'm Gonna Leave You is not originally a Led Zeppelin song. It was a folk song written by Ann Bredon in the late 1950s. One of the famous versions of this song was by Joan Baez, recorded on her 1962 album Joan Baez in Concert. But the adaptation by Led Zeppelin is easily the most recognisable and the most famous of the versions. And this riff we really only hear in the Zeppelin version. We don't really hear this so much in the other versions. So this is a truly Jimmy Page innovation, this lick. Now, this was on Led Zeppelin's first album, self-titled Led Zeppelin, from 1969. And there's actually a cool kind of story behind why I love this riff so much. Some of you that have listened to this podcast for a while will probably know that I actually started life as a bass player. I played bass, my father played bass, and that's the instrument I really started on. I did a bit of classical guitar before that, but primarily for my sort of college and university years, I was playing bass in bands. That was my main instrument. It wasn't until later that I picked up the guitar in a kind of serious way. And when I started learning bass, it was back in the time where there were a lot of tab books. You know, tabs really started to... they were all over the internet. Tabs were all over the internet. And there was these websites like MX Tabs and LimeWire where you could download these really dodgy versions of songs. So what became a really big thing was these books. And you would basically buy the book of an album, and this would have all of the tabs. Well, the first two tab books I ever got, I think my dad bought them for me, was Led Zeppelin 1 and Led Zeppelin 2, the bass tab books. So those two albums I always kind of think of as my real introduction to playing kind of blues rock kind of style of music, because that was my first introduction to playing this stuff on the bass. So to go back and be able to play this stuff on guitar now really kind of solidifies why I love these pieces of music so much, because when you learn how to play this piece of music on a couple of different instruments, it really, really gives you another level of appreciation for the music and how amazing the arrangements of this music is, especially when it comes to Led Zeppelin 1. But also, just to sidetrack for a second, there's a track on Led Zeppelin 2 called What Is and What Should Never Be. And I recorded a version of this in 2016 where I played all the parts. I played the bass part, the guitar part, the drums, and I sang it. And that's when you really kind of get underneath a song, when you can do that and you can learn the different parts of it, you really understand the complexities of what's going on dynamically and harmonically. It's a really cool thing to do. And even if you're not hugely proficient at those instruments, it's really worth just trying it out and just seeing how it goes. It's a really cool thing to do. Anyway, huge sidetrack aside, apologies for that. I'm going to go through this riff, how to play Babe, I'm Going to Leave You, the Led Zeppelin version from 1969. So the first thing we're going to do with this one is go through a few different chord shapes. The first chord shape is just the regular A minor shape. And that's going to be kind of the linchpin of this riff, is that our first finger on fret 1 on the second string, that C. That one there. We're going to try and anchor that as much as possible. So what we're going to do, you can either do this with finger picking or you can do this with a pick, is we're going to go the fifth string, so this is with the A minor chord held down, fifth string, fourth string, third string. And then with your little finger, you're going to put it on fret 3 on the bottom string and play that G. And then all we're going to do after this is take our little finger off and play it again. So just keep practicing through that part. Make sure you get it nice and clear. And if you're finding this a little bit easy, try and really concentrate on the melody, which is this part. So. Make sure we get that nice and loud. Then what we're going to do is keep your fingers on that A minor. Don't move your fingers. Then we're going to take our first two fingers off. So that's not your first finger. I said that in a confusing way. You're going to leave your finger on fret 1 on the second string and take the other two fingers off. Then you're going to put your fingers on a C chord. Okay? So now your fingers should be on a C chord. And then all we're going to do is change one note of that C chord. We're going to put that third finger on the fret 3 on the top string. So here we should have fret 3 on the top string, nothing on the second string, fret 2 on the third, on the fourth, sorry. Then we should have nothing on the third string, fret 1 on the second, nothing on the first. And we're going to do the same pattern, but we're going to miss out the fifth string. So we're going to go sixth string, 4, 3. And then the same, bottom string, fret 3. And then once without. So from the beginning we have, then change. So there's the first two chords. And then changing across to our third position here. Again, we're going to leave that first finger on fret 1 on the second string. Now your second finger, your middle finger, goes up to the top string to fret 2. Your third finger, fret 2 on the fourth string. And then this time your little finger is going to go fret 3 on the second string. So when we hold that down, we should have held down fret 2 on string 6 on the top string, fret 2 on the fourth string, the D string, fret 3 and fret 1 on the B string, the second string, okay? And then we're gonna do the same pattern as before. We're gonna do sixth string, fourth string, third string, and then second string. And then again, take off our little finger. So that's sixth, fourth, third, second, sixth, fourth, third. So here we should have three patterns. We have the sort of A shape, the C with the G in the bass, F sharp in the bass. And then the last bit here, we're going to make an F major 7 chords. If you don't know that one, it's nothing on the bottom string, fret 1 first finger again on the second string, fret 2 on the third, fret 3 on the fourth, and then the last bit, nice and easy, we're just going to go strings 4, 3, 2, 1, and then move all your fingers down one fret, and that's it, that's the whole riff. So that last part there, F major 7, slide everything down one fret. So all together. great fun riff just to play around on. Actually, a really good exercise for moving your fingers and keeping that arched finger on fret one on the second string. Also really good for your finger picking if you're using picking, but also can be a good picking exercise to make sure we have all of those notes ringing. So as you can probably tell, I just really, really like this riff. So it's a cool thing to practice. I hope you enjoyed that short lesson on the Jimmy Page riff that you need to know. And for anything else, please head over to my website, benmartin-music.com. There's t-shirts, content, tab downloads, mailing lists, sign up, all kinds of good stuff. So I'll see you guys in the next one. Are you fully fretboard confident? Do you know where the notes are, how they connect, and how they move up and down the strings? My latest book, The Triad Method, is all about using simple three-note shapes to completely unlock the fretboard. This book is absolutely full of light bulb moments that are going to demystify the neck three notes at a time. I've compiled a huge number of diagrams, shapes, and exercises based on over 10 years of teaching this stuff to make it as simple as possible. Download The Triad Method and see for yourself today. Link is in the description below.